Why pallets are most suitable for international shipping. In the shipping industry, pallets are considered to be workhorses among other packaging materials. Pallets are subject to carrying heavy loads and repeated movement. Utilizing pallets makes it easy to load and unload consumer goods. It is tough to load goods into shipping containers, but pallets or forklift trucks make the entire work easier. Pallets are a very common component in the warehouse industry, assisting the storage and stacking of consumer goods. Pallets can be of different types available at reputed carton box manufacturers in terms of materials, structures and sizes. Though all the pallets look the same to the untrained eyes, the experts can spot the key differences between them. Our article may not turn you into an expert overnight, but it can surely enhance your insight into this matter. This is because the article contains a lot of helpful information about pallets that you can get from nowhere. So let's begin our conversation. Why pallets hold immense significance in the shipping industry? Pallets are flat horizontal surfaces made with different materials like plastic, wood, corrugated paper, steel, iron, etc. The flat surface of pallets makes them perfect for stacking consumer goods on top. The horizontal shape of pallets helps them transport goods from one place to another. Surveys disclosed that a standard size 20 feet shipping container can possess 11 standard size Euro pallets. A large standard size 40 feet shipping container can hold almost 21 to 24 Euro pallets. If you are looking forward to knowing the differences between Euro pallets and standard pallets, read the next segment carefully. Euro pallets. Euro pallets are a special category of pallets that are manufactured as per stringent quality rules. Euro pallets possess the abbreviation DB EPL or EUR logo. These pallets are generally made with wooden planks that are almost 2 cm thick. On that note, beware of the substandard products that contain the same logo. But how can you differentiate between the authentic and imitated Euro pallets? Well, it is the thickness of the wooden blank that can help you in doing so. Cheaper Euro pallets only include a thickness of 1 cm, where on the other hand, whereas authentic Euro pallets include a thickness of 2 cm. Things to consider while buying a pallet. Though we all know that there are a variety of pallets available in the market, very few of us are aware of the facts that need to be evaluated well while buying pallets. So here we are fetching the details that you should assess while buying a pallet for your needs. Entry points. The first aspect that any business owner should evaluate while buying a pallet is the entry point. Some pallets have two-sided entry points while others have entry points on all four sides. Even some pallets possess a one-sided entry point that can be used for loading and unloading. These one-sided pallets are enclosed by a slat along the side that is exactly opposite to its opening. Deck types. The next considerable aspect of buying a pallet is the deck type. Some pallets have a deck made up of single-cut plastic, metal or coordinated sheets which are flat with no gap between them. This design of pallets is extremely efficient, easy to clean, and perfect for shipping small-size consumer goods. These pallets are known as solid deck pallets. Some pallets have a deck made up of wood, metal or plastic that has small gaps in between each. These pallets are famous as open deck pallets. Open deck pallets are lightweight and cheaper than solid deck pallets. However, these pallets are not suitable for shipping smaller objects as they include gaps. Some pallets include wings on both sides. These pallets are called double face pallets. Double face pallets include two levels, one above the other. The two-level decks of these pallets offer more strength to take heavier loads. Another great advantage of having two-level decks for these pallets is they offer an even distribution of weights across the pallets. Double face pallets are either reversible or non-reversible. The reversible double-faced pallets can carry loads on both sides, whereas the non-reversible double-faced pallets only carry loads on one side. Size. The next factor that everyone should assess while buying a pallet is the size. There are a total of 5 sizes of pallets that are recognized by ISO and thus are utilized worldwide. 1,000 mm × 1,200 mm and 800 mm × 1,200 mm in Europe, 1,165 mm × 1,165 mm in Australia, 1,100 mm × 1,100 mm in Asia, and 1,219 mm × 1,016 mm in North America. Though pallets with different sizes are used, the above-mentioned sizes are the most common in this sector. It is always better to not use pallets that do not fit the above-mentioned sizes well. Conclusion. Though some consumer goods can be shipped without using pallets, they are the most common component of any international shipping. Pallets make the entire shipping procedure easy. As this article has depicted, there are so many types of pallets around the world. It is necessary to use the right size and material to ensure that meets the requirements. Still, if you are doubtful, ask the freight forwarder to help you identify the best eco-friendly packaging for your needs.